Okay, so there's one catchphrase we didn't get to, one from a movie that's very near and dear to us here at the BPP.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I love Anchorman. Forgive us while we have a little moment to ourselves. Will Ferrell, we love him. He's out in a new one today, Semi-Pro. Yep, the milkshakes have been drunk. The Oscars are over. It's time to talk about new movies. So we've called in Mr. Daniel Holloway, good friend of the BPP and film critic for Metro Newspapers. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Goes well, thank you. Okay, we're going to start with The Other Boleyn Girl. Period drama, bodice ripper, Anne Boleyn and King Henry VIII. Is this good for a history lesson or some kind of titillating?
Not for a history lesson, but if you want to see the cover to one of the novels my grandmother likes to read reenacted, then or acted out, I should say, then yeah, you're in for a treat.
Her heaving bosom.
Lots of heaving bosoms.
Yes, heaving bosoms. Well, let's before we get your true thoughts on this, let's hear a clip from Natalie Portman as Anne with the King. Played by the Hulk, Eric Bana.
Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Your Grace.
Who will you ride with?
On my own, Your Grace.
On your own?
There's a new saddle now which allows this.
But with no man to hold on to, how do you propose to stay on the horse?
As you do, Your Grace. With my thighs.
With my thighs.
I saw this at a public screening a few nights ago, and when that line came out, everyone in the audience goes, "Oh, no!" That's pretty much the reaction to the whole movie right there.
I mean, this movie also stars Scarlett Johansson, who's playing against, Anne as the more shy sister. And they both, I've seen trailers, and they're both trying to do these accents, and it's bugging me. Should I just get over that?
Yeah, you kind of have to just let it go. There's not a whole lot of, it's not a very, for being a movie about the Tudors, it's not a very English movie. It's made for American audiences who want a steamy romance, and that's what it gives. My wife and I, actually, a couple weeks ago, were getting on a flight, and she picked the book up in the bookstore, and we're sitting on the plane, and she gets to a point, and she knows the deep affection that I have for both Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman, and she goes, "Oh, well, I have good news for you," and I said, "Well, what's that?" And she said, "There's a scene in here in which both the Boleyn sisters take a bath together." I was like, "Cha-ching!" But that doesn't actually show up in the movie, but there is plenty of stuff.
Well,
like
and
that.
Hello, Eric Bana.
Yeah,
yeah. There's something for everybody.
King Henry VIII keeps getting hunkier and hunkier.
Yeah, I sort of remember being a fat guy with a turkey leg in his
right.
mouth.
No, not now. King Henry VIII, sexiest man
He's
alive.
The makeover in Hollywood. Okay, so we started out with this man. We're going to revisit him right now. Will Ferrell. He's in Semi-Pro as a basketball player. Is this Will doing anything different than Will usually does?
No, this is him doing exactly the same thing as what he usually does.
Which I love.
Yeah, I think he's a genius. He might be the most important man working in film today.
Bold statement. Before we get any further, let's hear a little clip of him doing his thing.
Welcome back to Tropics Weekly. I'm joined by owner, player, coach, Jackie Moon. Jackie, it is always an honor when you can drop by.
Always enjoy our time together, Dick Pepper.
Dick Pepperfield, actually. Now, Jackie, amazingly, you're two wins away from getting your team to the NBA. How do you intend to match up to the Squires' strong inside game?
It's a great question. Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
He does, too.
Well, that's
so we've seen,
but,
it's not done.
Defensively, as a team. That's tomorrow night, one night only. Watch Dewey the wrestling bear attack me, and he's killed people in public before.
Okay, he's been a NASCAR driver, a figure skater. Now he's going to be a basketball player. But I guess we don't care. We just keep going back.
Yeah, I mean, this movie's funny. I thought everyone ripped on Blades of Glory. I actually thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was about as funny as Talladega Nights. This one, there's a lot of good jokes in here. There's an amazing scene where Ferrell and Tim Meadows and Andy Richter and Will Arnett are sitting around a card table and a gun comes out. And it's the most funny, uncomfortable scene in a screwball comedy in forever. But the movie kind of just plays like a lot of jokes stacked one on top of the other. And there's not a lot of
Deep narrative.
Right. Well, you don't expect a lot of deep narrative, but there's not even much like rhythm going from one to the other. It's just like joke, 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 joke.
Is there that great Will Ferrell physical comedy? I just love the way he uses his
not-so-chiseled
physique
in these films.
Well, watching him run around the court as a power forward for an ABA team is pretty funny. And he also gives the longest, most agonizing puke take in the history of film in this movie, which is pretty physical.
I'm going. I am totally going
to
that movie.
I may have to go see that movie.
Switching gears, City of Men is out, too. This is sort of a sequel to the 2002 movie, brilliant movie, City of God.
Yeah, it's a little easy to be confused. City of God was followed up by a television show based in the same neighborhoods of Rio called City of Men. This movie is sort of a sequel to that television series, which did air here in the U.S. I forget on which network. It follows two characters, and their names are Ace and Wallace. And when we find them in the film, they're on the edge of their 18th birthday. One of them has a baby, and the other one doesn't know who his father is. And this is all set against the backdrop of a gang war in their neighborhood, which is called Dead End Hill.
Because I mean, City of God was pretty hard to stomach at points.
Yeah,
I mean, is this any easier?
It's more structured. It's a little more structured, and also the violence is it's an extraordinarily violent film. I mean, a gang war happens. People are getting shot literally just about every 5 minutes in the movie. You don't see a lot of blood for all of that. This is told very much visually, very much in the sort of tradition of mobster movies, and narratively also because you have this sort of power struggle going on with these two rival gang factions. The reason it works is because Ace and Wallace are, you know, they're not the guys who are competing for control of this hill. They're just two guys who are kind of caught up in it, and it grounds the story and, you know, a personal narrative. But it's the lack of realism at times is a little strange.
Okay. We're going to close talking about Bonneville. This is kind of the modern day revisited Thelma and Louise story, except instead of two ladies, we got three, and they've swapped out Brad Pitt for Tom Skerritt.
Yeah. Who's called Luscious at one point in this
Luscious.
Film.
Luscious. What do you think about this movie?
You know,
is it just for kind of ladies of a certain age who are trying to recapture something?
Again, talking about the audience I saw this film with, I walked in and there was 25 adorable ladies wearing red hats and purple coats.
The Red Hat Club.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Totally.
So that's the audience.
Yeah, that is the audience. Okay. Kathy Bates would say things like, oh, that just takes me back, and they would just explode into laughter. It's like Juno for old people.
No, it's okay. I mean, you know.
No, it's good.
Mature people.
Yes, a mature audience will appreciate the maturity of this film.
How's Jessica Lange? Is she funny?
No one's funny, unfortunately. Oh. It's a great cast. It's Jessica Lange, Joan Allen, and Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates is funny.
That's a good cast.
These are top-shelf actresses.
Absolutely.
But they just fail to give them anything interesting to do. I understand making a movie for an audience, but this one, it just doesn't.
It must be really hard to be an actress that age at this point. You either have to be Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman, or you have to play somebody's grandma. You have to be like Gloria Stewart in Titanic.
And you can see the idea of them coming together for this, but it's just not working.
Daniel Holloway, Metro newspaper film critic, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
And that is it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And
Semi-pro theme.
This is Allison's favorite.
I love this.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Turn this up.
I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty. Let's fill a bathtub full of sweat.